The next patient is Mr. Robert York, Y-O-R-K. Robert is the first name. A clinical case of an 86-year-old white male that is a fellow in this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, stage 4, period. It has been proven that by ultrasound of the retroperitoneum that the patient has smaller than expected kidneys with evidence of hyperechogenicity, period. The most likely situation is that this patient has nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the patient has multicystic disease of the kidney, period. The patient has a serum creatinine that is around 2 and 2.2 milligrams per cent. The estimated GFR is oscillated between 25 and 30 mLs per minute. And there is, unfortunately, no evidence of a protein creatinine ratio in the urine or the urine analysis in order to complete the assessment. Number two, the patient has an evidence of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that has been compensated and has been followed by the pulmonologist. In the past, the patient had a macroproteinuria, in other words, non-selective proteinuria, consistent with 770 milligrams of protein in 24 hours, period. It is in the best interest for the management of this case to get the urine samples in order to have the proper evaluation. Number two, the patient has a BPH that had been treated with the administration of tansulosin. However, it is my impression that the patient has some component of neurogenic bladder because he self-catheterized four times a day, and he says that it's more than a cup of urine each time that he urinates. Period. Following number, the patient has anemia related to CKD. The hemoglobin in the last determination that was August the 29, 2022, the hemoglobin is 12.4. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that has been treated with the administration of allopurinol. We recommended the patient to stay away from the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, period. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with H2 blockers. Following number, hyperlipidemia treated with statins. The patient is in a stable condition. We are going to give a follow-up appointment in 6 months, and we are emphasizing the need for us to have the urinalysis and the protein and creatinine determination in the spot urine prior to the appointment. Thanks for the referral. Paragraph, we spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face and examining the patient, 20 minutes, and the documentation, 8 minutes.